For 2 weekends, from May 1st through May 10th, Manor Mill Playhouse will present the complete works of Jane Austen, Abridged. True to its title, the piece, which had more authors than it features cast members, condenses into an 80-minute whirlwind tour the characters, situations, settings, and circumstances of Jane Austen's best-known, best-loved works, oh, with tongue very firmly planted in cheek. Managing all this comic mayhem is director Matthew Sean Mitchell, who joins me today by phone. Welcome to WBJC.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
I feel like we should get you more hats to wear, apropos of
while you're right. Here.
But in your director capacity, you get 3 actors and 80 minutes to cover an enormous amount of ground. What are some highlights that we might encounter in this piece along the way?
Well, the satirical amalgamation largely centers on the 6 big novels that Austen wrote. And that's where the meat of the play is and the bulk of the humor. But there are also really great scenes where the actors satirize her juvenilia and a couple unfinished novels that Jane Austen wrote during her lifetime. And so I think the highlights are watching the characters fall over each other in exuberant desperation to convey their love of Austen. There's a little bit of stage combat. There's slapstick humor. And then there's real poignant moments that the authors have been able to work in as well.
I love that you captured that sense of exuberance as well as the comic mayhem, some of it resting within the stories and relationships and some of it coming from the fact that we're watching 3 people desperately try to make their way around all this terrain. It seems to me Austen gained her fame and popularity as much for the gentle satire of her society as for the winsome romances of these stories. And it sounds like this production also balances being satire of her satires, and yet also this loving appreciation of her achievements. Is that something that you all are consciously navigating as you go?
Yes, that's a very apt way to put it. It's layered. So her novels really shone a humorous light and a witty light on the Regency period and the society in which she was living. And that's referenced in the play. I think one of the characters references Northanger Abbey as a Gothic parody that reads like a Regency Sweet Valley High. and so that aspect of her work is addressed in the show. And then the show itself is layered. It's very meta. They're speaking the entire time about the production that they are building, which is really interesting because it's almost like we get process and product at once. And I'm set designer for this show, too, and that's something that I took into account when I was deciding where to set it. It is set in a theater dressing room, so we're almost taking not only the fourth wall away, but the playable area and giving the audience the ability to look right into the dressing room to see their process of satirizing Austen's work.
And as I understand it, the piece itself, as conceived, looks for an awareness of audience or a kind of relationship with audience, maybe even some involvement from audience. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So the fourth wall is broken not only with soliloquy or looks out into the audience, but the characters leave the stage at certain points and go into the audience. The audience is spoken to. No one from the audience is pulled up onto stage. We don't have that level of audience participation, but they're certainly a part of the story all the way through.
Well, it sounds like you're daring us all not to have fun. The complete works
yes.
of Jane Austen Abridged plays from May 1st through 10th at Manor Mill Playhouse in the David Niven Theater at Old Fields in Sparks. You can find tickets and more information online at manor-mill.com/theater. Thank you so much, director Matthew Sean Mitchell, for speaking with me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.